Happy Monday morning. This is Brian Thomas on behalf of www.goforgold alongside my co-host Lucky Pires, welcoming all of you to our special sports updates. Now in Australia, it was a fantastic game of cricket between the mighty Aussies and South Africa. Australia came out trumps, beating their opponents by 276 runs in the third one-day international. Batting first, the Aussies made 431 runs for the loss of 2 wickets. Travis Head top-scored with 142 in 113 deliveries with 17 boundaries and 5 huge sixes. Mitch Marsh, the captain, 100 of 106 deliveries, 6 boundaries and 5 big sixes, and look at Cameron Green, 115 in just 55 deliveries, 6 boundaries and 8 mighty sixes. Alex Carey, the wicketkeeper, made 50 in 37 deliveries. And that was a fantastic effort by the mighty Aussies. South Africa, sadly, bowled out for just 155, conceding this particular game by 276 runs. Cooper Connolly for Australia took 5 for 22. So there we go, the third ODI, the Proteas dumped by the mighty Aussies. Now then, Sri Lanka is gearing up the first one-day internationals against Zimbabwe on Friday the 29th, and they'll be all focused in coming up trumps against Zimbabwe, because Sri Lanka, let's face it, have played very good cricket in recent times, especially in the one-day version. But of course, there's been a bit of a debate as far as the T20 version is concerned. But let's keep our eyes focused. Quickly on to rugby. The school season is almost over now, as St. Thomas's beat St. Anthony's yesterday in a very tight game by 28 points to 27. And that proves that the Anthonians have been an improving side, despite the fact they were in the bowl championship. So great game of rugby as well, played under floodlights at the CRNFC. And what we have to look forward to in the rugby is, of course, curtains come down on the 6th of September when Royal and Trinity play the second leg of the Bradby Shield at Jurassic Park. So our focus will be on that as well. Well, thank you for joining us this morning, and we wish you all a very pleasant day. On behalf of Lucky Pires, this is Brian Thomas signing off, spinning a record as well for your listening pleasure.